The following is a lecture by His Holiness Radha Govinda Das Goswami Maharaj in Haridwar, India, May 2nd, year 2000. The first part is the end of Vrindavan Vihar Leela, tracks 8, 9 and 10, Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 15, verses 44 to 46. After that is all of Kaliyadaman Leela. Text 44. Now Shri Krishna is meeting with Mother Rohini and Mother Yashoda, and Lord Balram, Shri Balram enters.
जब गोपियों से श्री कृष्ण का मिलन हो गया, सम्मान हो गया, तब श्री बलराम जी आ गए.
Now the two brothers are entering the house together. This happens every day. Text 44 again. The word tayo putra. He says tayo putra to the two brothers.
इससे यह सिद्ध हुआ कि रोहिणी भी यशोदा की तरह ही कृष्ण को मानते थे.
दिस प्रूव दैट रोहिणी यूज टू लव कृष्णा जस्ट लाइक यशोदा एंड यशोदा यूज टू लव बलराम जस्ट लाइक शी वुड लव कृष्णा.
यशोदा कृष्ण की तरह बलराम जी को मानते थे. परस्पर भेद था. दोनों के ये दोनों पुत्र थे.
बोथ ऑफ देम वर बोथ देयर सन्स. They never thought that he is my son and he is my son. They were so attached and therefore they were both engaged in serving both the brothers. They used to do different seva. Especially Rohini ji, she used to make the prasadam ready. And Mother Yashoda will catch them and dust their bodies of all the dust. She used to do this seva. One time in this song by a great poet, Sur Das, he sings, she asks Mother Yashoda, asks Mother Rohini, prasadam is ready, right? So quickly go bring rotis and butter, makhan, for Krishna. She said, they have just arrived and she didn't even ask them to wash their hands or mouth. She just wanted them to eat. Because their lotus-like faces have dried up. All day they're wandering around in the forest. Quickly bring. So Mother Rohini, she runs and brings rotis and makhan. The whole department of prasadam was in Rohini's, under Rohini's care. And bathing, washing was all under Mother Yashoda's care, because Krishna will not take bath from Rohini. He would run away. I won't bathe. But Mother Yashoda, she will show her slap and she will catch him and say, you have to take bath. You look like a pig, she would say. Sometimes when he was little, a small child, and he would lie down in the muddy gobar, cow dung, and he would be covered totally in cow dung. She would say that you're looking like a pig. Come, I will bathe you. And the cows, when they would pass cow dung, the Krishna would lie down on it and roll around, so he'll be totally covered with cow dung. How Mother Rohini and Mother Yashoda are taking care of Krishna and Balram when they come in from the forest. The poet Surdas sings. Mother Yashoda, she picks up Krishna and puts him on her lap. Mother Yashoda picks him up and puts him on her lap, and again she says, "Today my son went to forest to raise the cows." She doesn't say my child, my baby, she says mine. And she tells Rohini, or she tells Krishna, how much my Krishna loves me. And she, Krishna on her lap, Krishna says, "Ma, I brought this little fruit for you from the forest." And he opens up the end of his chadar and there's a small fruit. But as soon as Krishna says that and Mother sees the fruit that he brought for him, she becomes overwhelmed with ananda, with love. Her eyes pouring with water, tears, and her voice gets choked. She says, "For me, my child has brought something. This small little child of mine has picked a fruit from the forest and brought to me." Mother Yashoda says, "My child, I am very pleased with you, but I have you. That is the best fruit for me. My Kanhaiya, I have you, and that brings me so much happiness." "Mohan, please eat something that you like." She tells Krishna, eat something, your face is dried up. And she tells Rohini, bring some makhan roti for Kanha. This is every day's leela. She would run up to the street and she would catch him and she'll pick him up and bring him to the house and immediately start feeding him. In this verse, Parama Ashisha, first class enjoyable things they would offer to Krishna Balram, whatever they wanted. In this verse 44, 45 and 46 describe the feelings of Rohini and Yashoda as the boys come home from the day in the forest. Both mothers love Krishna and Balram the same. In this verse it says yatha kamam and yatha kalam. So they are not tied down to eating exactly this. Whatever their yatha kamam they like, and whatever yatha kalam, which whatever time they want to eat, whatever they would be offered. Always, Mother Yashoda's name is first because she is the Mukhya, she is the main mother. And Mother Rohini, she would help her.
Sayankal me, Pradosh me, Pradosh me.
In the evening, in the afternoon. First of all, when they would enter the house, she would take some mustard seeds and she would make it in her hand go round and round their faces and bodies to get rid of their distress. And then she would have aarti. She would show lamp. You may question that she is offering a lamp, so does mother have the bhav of Ishwar? No, she offers lamps to remove all any bad evil from their travel and their play in the forest. Any distresses, it used to be ready by the door. As soon as they would enter, just take 1 or 2 minutes and she would show the mustard seeds around their head and little lamp around their heads to get rid of any ill omens. Then Mother Yashoda will take off all the so-called jewelries the friends had made in the forest and put on their sons. She would take them all off, the garlands, etc. Very long garland and all these clumps of flowers stuck here and there in the hair. After all, she had to bathe them, so she had to remove all of those things. She would do, Mother Yashoda would do for both Krishna and Balram. First she would do for both Krishna Balram, remove the forest flowers and garlands and the clay painted on their faces, on their bodies, and she would dust their bodies with the end of her sari for both Krishna and Balram. Yatha kal means first this, then this, then this. And yes, yatha kamam. They would ask them what would they like to eat, and whatever they would like to eat, Mother Yashoda would feed them. Mother Yashoda would always be just after them. She was not able to do anything else of the house. She would always just busy arranging things for Krishna Balram. Because she was Putra Vatsala. Putra Vatsal word in verse 44 indicates that they were always thinking of Krishna with motherly affection and they were not able to do anything. And also Srila Sanatan Goswami, he explains with this word, about this word Putra Vatsala. That as soon as Krishna enters, Anka Rohanam, she lifts Krishna and puts him on her lap. Then Alingan, Chumban, कुशल प्रश्न
पूछती है बेटा ठीक से घूमे ना.
शी गिव्स हिम एम्ब्रेस किसेस हिम एंड देन शी आस्क्स हिम यू आर ओके डिड यू हैव अ गुड डे
कोई परेशानी नहीं हुई
नो प्रॉब्लम टुडे यू मस्ट बी वेरी टायर्ड
और सर्वांग निरीक्षण
एवरी डे शी आस्क्स द सेम and sarvang nirikshan all his angas the whole body she would check that if there is no cut or bruises anywhere no thorns in the feet his clothes are not ripped with because of thorns there is no scratches on his body from thorn every day she would check their bodies
स्तन में श्रवात्र पस्त्रत्वादि का भी सोचता है. अभी सोचता है कि स्तनों से कितना दूध बह रहा है मां यशोदा के कुल के वस्त्र
एंड बिकॉज ऑफ हिज लव फॉर कृष्णा सो मच मिल्क इज फ्लोइंग फ्रॉम हर ब्रेस्ट दैट ऑल हर क्लोथ्स आर वेट.
इस पर विश्वदास ने लिखा है फूल पूछती है
सनातन गोस्वामी हैज written that mother asks them about the question about their well-being. Why did you come so late? Why did you come so late today? Why did you come so late? You both left for the forest so early this morning. You both did not even eat breakfast. Mother Yashoda says, "I bathe these two boys, and you quickly have the prasadam ready." Look what I prepared for you. Mother Yashoda takes away the flute and the stick from Krishna and the horn from Lord Balaram and she puts them away. She takes off Balaram's blue clothes and Lord Krishna's yellow cloth and she puts a very pretty gamcha on both of them. Now she takes off the mukut and she puts it away carefully. Mukut she carefully puts inside the house and flower garlands and flowers she throws them outside and clothes she puts them away for washing. She wipes the stuck on dirt with a wet cloth from Krishna's body. After that, she will bathe him. After bathing, she puts on necklaces made of pearls. After dressing him with jewelry, she looks very carefully at him, just like Sanatan Goswami said, Anga Nirikshan. Very carefully she looks at his body, how it's looking. Mother Yashoda doesn't want him again to go tomorrow to the forest to graze the cow. So just to make her happy, Krishna says, Mother, tomorrow I will not go. I worked so hard. My feet are so sore. All my friends, these cowherd boys, they make me do all the work. He talks like this. Mother Yashoda says, really, they do like that? Krishna says, I swear by your name. They do that to me every day. They make me work so hard. I won't go tomorrow. Mother became very happy. Just to make her happy, he said that. Mother becomes very happy and she said, very nice, tomorrow he won't go. This was Krishna's trick. All the boys, they all give me their cows to graze. I have to run after everyone's cows. How much can I work? My feet get tired. My feet are hurting. Mother Yashoda didn't believe him. She said, he's a child, that's why his feet are hurting. I can't believe that all the boys make him work hard and make him do run after their cows and all the cows. I don't think so. Then Krishna says, if you don't believe me, ask Dao, he will tell you. So Mother Yashoda gets very angry with the cowherd boys. They make my son work so hard. I just send my child to the forest so he can have some good time. He gets bored at home and they make him work so hard. How dare they? Every day he would talk like this. She knows he's lying, but she says, let them come tomorrow, I'll get on their case. They both know that both of them are lying to each other. She knows that he's lying and he knows that she's just kidding. In this way, this happens every night. After bathing, Mother Yashoda puts fresh cloth, tilak, etc. and their tiredness from the whole day is disappeared. Text 45. So both brothers' tiredness from walking down to the forest and walking back to the house, their tiredness is disappeared. Mother bathed them. First she dusted them. Then she bathed them. Before bathing, she massaged them with oils, uptan. She put yellow cloth on Krishna and blue on Balaram. And then she put very nice fragrances on them and garlands. Now they're eating. Text 46. Ate very nicely the prasadam served by both the mothers. Why? Because they're mothers with so much love. One thing, their mothers have cooked with so much love, and then their mothers want to feed them with so much love. Therefore, that meal had become even more tasty. Actually, the cooking done by mother's hand becomes very tasty. Actually, I wanted to say before, but I forgot because of the singing. When Krishna brought the fruit from the forest for his mother, I wanted to say that every person must do some service for their mother. The Lord is teaching by his own example. He has gone to the forest. He has not brought anything for anyone else, but especially for his mother, he's picked the fruit himself and he has brought for his mother.
जितना तोड़ सकते थे जितना ला सकते थे.
Whatever little he could do with his little hands.
माँ में स्नेह होता है. भगवान ने भागवत में कहा है कि यदि
because mother has love.
मेरा स्नेह जीवों के प्रति. In सनातन गोस्वामी हम लिखते हैं कि एक
सनातन गोस्वामी महाराज says here that because that the foodstuffs was prepared by Janani, the mothers, with love and devotion, the food was very tasty. They would feed them with so much love. They would pick them up, put them on their laps, and they would get the foodstuffs in their hand, and they would put it in their mouths themselves with so much love. Krishna never... He never got his hands dirty. Mother would feed him. So many ways they would love them. And after eating, they would give them some sweets or something in their mouth freshener, and then they will sit and they will have goshti, they will talk about what happened today. They would tell all the stories, little things that happened today, and then both the brothers will be put to bed to take rest. There also, first they would lie down on the bed. They would not just fall asleep straight away. One should not lie down in bed and immediately fall asleep. One should think of the Lord, remember him, and then fall asleep. Some people have this habit, they just lie down and immediately fall asleep. That is not a good habit. Here this word is given. They lied down in the bed and they were chatting with their mothers and so many things. They would laugh and joke and make fun. Sometimes the sakhas also drop in and they all talk and laugh and joke. The boys, they're always wanting to hang around Krishna. So Mother Yashoda every day calls them. You guys also come and take prasad with Krishna Balram. So every day they also come, Krishna's friends. They eat with them, and then they sit around while Krishna is lying in bed. They talk and joke and talk about what happened today.
ऐसा नहीं कृष्ण बलराम अकेले खा रहे हैं, उनके साथ खाते हैं, गोष्ठी होती है इसके बाद.
It's not that Krishna Balram are eating alone. They eat with their friends.
सज्जा पर श्री हस्त प्रसारण करते हैं, बाद प्रसारण.
They both lie down on the bed, and the friends. Somebody is massaging their hands. Somebody is massaging their feet.
फैलाते हैं, हाथ फैलाते हैं. तो निद्रा में विलंब सूचित हो रहा है.
They sleep slowly. Slowly, slowly they start yawning. Then slowly, slowly they fall asleep. Once they're asleep, Mother Yashoda tells everyone in the house to whisper. Nobody talk. They're sleeping. Let them sleep. They do not sleep at all in the day. They're little children. They go and they work hard all day. So they should not wake up. Let them sleep. And everybody is very pin drop silence. Everyone is like they're doing maun vrata. They don't talk. The two boys are sleeping. Sanatan Goswami says that the boys are Krishna is doing a drama of falling asleep. Actually, he actually sleeps in the kunjas later on. He pretends that he's sleeping.
वहाँ पर श्री राधा रानी आदि के तांबूल विकार नर्म गोष्ठी आदि करके
देयर श्री राधा रानी कम्स एंड शी ब्रिंग्स ऑल काइंड्स ऑफ नाइस थिंग्स टू ईट एंड दे टॉक एंड देन ही गोज टू स्लीप.
राम जी को वहाँ इसलिए रखा जाता है कि संविष्य अपने साथ में संविष्य और सुसुपति दो क्रिया एक साथ नहीं रहती.
संविष्य एंड सुसुपति both words cannot be together. Samvisya actually means the sleep, the sukh, the very pleasant sleep that he gets in the kunjas. Then our acharyas explain. All night he does ras bihar. Govinda Leela Amrita is given all this. Or in one swaroop he stays asleep there, and in another swaroop he goes and does his Nikunja Leela at night. Therefore, the Sukadev Goswami, he never talks about the gopis viraha at night. It's only in the day they're feeling separation from Krishna. So this is Krishna Balaram's Leela. They sleep of sukha, and in the morning they get up and again they go to graze the cows. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Sri Krishna and Balaram have gone to sleep because they have come from a hard day's work of grazing the cows.
Yashoda aur Nanda Maharaj soye hue Krishna Balaram ko dekh rahe hain.
Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj are gazing at their children, Krishna and Balaram.
घर के अन्य लोगों को मना कर रहे हैं कि वे स्वर न करें.
And they're telling the other people, the servants in the house, that no one should make any sound. Mother Yashoda covered them up with a sheet and she gets up and she starts doing her housework in the evening.
कृष्ण की ही सेवा
विषयक. Now none of the servants speak loudly because they fear by hearing their voice the two boys might wake up. Shiv, Sanak Adi, who all day, all eight yamas, they're meditating on Krishna's pastimes.
सनातन ब्रह्म भगवान श्री कृष्ण श्री बलराम जी के साथ शिव
whom they worship, those two personalities are sleeping peacefully in Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj's house. Krishna is sleeping and in his sleep he had a dream that he has jumped inside Kaliya Dah, Kaliya Lake. Or somebody has pushed him in Kaliya Dah.
सपने में काली दह में कूदते ही श्री कृष्ण की नींद उचट गई और वे लगे मैया और अपने बाबा को पुकारने.
And in his sleep, when he saw himself jump in Kaliya Dah, he woke up with the fear and he started calling loudly Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. His mother and father. He was so afraid. On this, Sri Surdas has sung this poem. Krishna woke up and he started speaking. He became very scared and he said, "Where has my mother gone? Maya, where have you gone? You left me. Where have you gone?"
मेरे भैया बलराम के साथ सो रही है, उनको गोद में लेकर कहाँ चली गई, कृष्ण रोने लगे.
कृष्णा स्टार्टेड क्राइंग.
मैया कहाँ गई मोजिगत, की चिल्लाहट सुनकर.
When they heard
जग गए, माँ यशोदा जग गई.
When they heard Krishna screaming like this out of fear, Nanda Maharaj woke up, Mother Yashoda woke up. They ran to Krishna and asked, "My dear son, what happened? Why did you jump out of bed like this? What happened? Quickly they lit a lamp and they brought the lamp near Krishna and they started to check him out if he's okay. Krishna says, In my dream I fell inside the Jamuna Kaliyada and maybe somebody pushed me.
Baba
Maya, I saw this dream.
Jamuna ke Kali Dah mein
Mother Yashoda tells Krishna, she picks him up, puts him on her lap and kisses him and she says, don't be afraid Krishna, don't be afraid, nothing happened. And after that Krishna was so afraid, he slept in between Nanda and Yashoda. He saw in the dream that he fell in the water of Kaliyada in Jamuna, or somebody has pushed him, and Krishna is very scared.
Nanda Maharaj aur Maa Yashoda ke beech mein soye hain.
Now he is sleeping.
Kabhi Maa Yashoda ke god mein chitak ja rahe hain, kaap rahe hain, aur kabhi Nanda Maharaj ke god mein.
Somehow, sometimes he is hugging Mother Yashoda and he is shaking with fear, and sometimes he goes and hugs Nanda Maharaj and is shaking with fear. And he says, Baba, I fell inside the water like this, I am so scared. And Nanda Maharaj says, don't be scared, my son, don't be afraid. The Lord Narayan always protects us. Yashoda puts him on her lap and she says, my dear son, don't be scared. Lord Narayan will protect you. Nothing will happen. You just go to sleep.
Go to sleep
because in the morning you have to go again to the forest to take care of the cows. Go to sleep. Nothing will happen. Actually, reality is that Krishna is not seeing a dream. He is. He is informing them
as if
that tomorrow he is giving some indication that tomorrow he is going to do this leela of Kaliyadaman. For Krishna, in his dream and his awaking, there is no difference. Just like there's no difference between him and his name. In this way, the very intense leela that he is going to do tomorrow, he already informed his parents of that the night before. After this leela, she will say to Krishna that you saw that dream. I also saw that dream the night before and I was also very scared. She used to be always in anxiety.
The following is a lecture of